In the short term, the tree will remain until there is a discussion with the residents, which should have taken place earlier. In relation to the new layout being compromised, I did propose that there would be a raised table on the roadside of the tree and the tree cut back to accommodate that. I'm not too sure now whether that will work or not, because I'm not an engineer. I'm sure when we meet with the residents that they'll have proposals themselves that can be put and have to work. Fair enough.
One of the problems here appears to be that there is a sense around this whole thing that everything is being done surreptitiously, and the cutting down of more trees earlier this week at night did nothing to allay those fears.
Well, no, like I did raise that, and I wonder why the trees were being cut down under cover of darkness. But like the roads engineer explained to us, it was done because it's the best time to do it from the point of view of traffic management and disturbance to traffic during the day. So I do accept that there is a health and safety aspect to this as well.
But what's needed here more than anything right now on this tree is openness, transparency and communication.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I also did mention the fact, that I suppose, public consultation, it's fine if you get the members of the public to engage, and how that is done, and as far as we were told today, the members were told that there was a leaflet dropped. I wasn't aware of that, but I'd be proposing, that residents who are going to be affected by any project like this need to be informed by letter or by a letter drop, in relation to public consultation, because these public consultations are very important, and it's the opportunity for the public to make their views known. And when it comes before the members, they look very seriously at any proposals that come from a public consultation.